السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. الله أكبر. Imagine the Sahabi of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. His past and his change and how he then prioritized Allah's deen, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم's way and the well-being of the Ummah. A prominent trader and businessman from Yamama. But he laid an economical siege on the Meccan people because of the harms that they incurred upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He single-handedly, with all his business deals with them and the income he earned through them and the sales he made, he put all that aside and halted all of that just because they harmed the Muslims. They harmed the cause of Allah's deen. He didn't mind losing so much of profit. He looked at what makes Allah happy, subhanAllah. What about you and I? Have we made some change in our life? Have we brought some changes? Leave our, subhanAllah, our sacrifices. What sacrifices are we doing for Allah? Is our salah in order? Is our tahajjud somewhat improving and increasing? Is our attitude, our character, our humility, our humbleness improving? Are we thinking of our brothers in Gaza suffering and throughout the globe? Has our dietary and our intake of commodities in our homes, is there change in that, or will everything carry on like normal? Have we no shame, Ya Allah? SubhanAllah, there was a revert brother who would sell his motorcycle parts and send it to his clients and customers via post. But with every parcel, he would send literature inviting them to Islam. He continued this for a while. Some of us won't even put literature inviting to Islam in our stores. Allah has blessed us with such prominent businesses in profound areas. But we think, you know, we take these gifts of Allah for granted. It's a test of Allah. Are we going to spend our wealth correctly? Are we going to help the ummah? Are we going to consider the ummah that is bleeding? Are we going to use the position Allah has given us to share the truth? Or will we carry on like normal, prioritizing this world, neglecting our duty towards the ummah of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, who cares not for my ummah is not of us? Let's rewind to this sahabi's initial stage. Even when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's letter arrives before him, he showed a lot of disregard to the letter of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and disrespect to his noble letter. He assassinated some of the Sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum. He was this powerful chief in the lands of Yamama, none other than Thumama. Thumama bin Uthal al-Laythi. He even thought if he could himself assassinate the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Allah protects his beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Life and death is in the hands of Allah. Allah protected his beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On one occasion, when Thumama was en route to Mecca to perform pilgrimage, to see his clients, that's where he would send a lot of his loads from his lands, Yamama. En route, Allah made it such that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum saw him travel. Allah made it that he was alone at the time. He was captured. He was taken straight to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a time where there was dangers lurking in the environs or the surroundings of Medina Munawwara. As Thumama was brought to the masjid, he was detained in the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tied to a pillar under surveillance, supervision. When the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him without prior sight of him, but Allah's beloved knew who he was. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says to the Sahaba, this is the ruler of Yamama. And he instructed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to show him akhlaq. Ikram was presented to him, even from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's home. Sahaba would also make ikram. This is the beauty of Allah's deen. Every person who came in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given an opportunity to experience the beauty of deen, to experience the sweetness of the environment of iman. Even those two Yemeni macho men who came on behalf of Kisra, the king of Persia, to arrest the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they arrived in Medina Munawwara, they were also given good treatment. Because this is the sunnah of our beloved, the way of every Nabi of Allah, especially our beloved alayhi salatu min Allahi wa taslimat, and then the Sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum, that anyone they came into contact with was invited to Allah and was shown the beauty of Allah's deen. But today, because of neglect of this duty and the lack of understanding of this responsibility, or our no care attitude of saving humanity from doom, many misunderstand the blessed life of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But as Thumama was in the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and as the days went by, his heart got softer and softer. When the beloved of Allah asked him the first day, his reaction was more harsh. And then, subhanallah, his tone changed. The sequence of his words changed. First he said, yeah, if you assassinate me, I've also done so with your people. Or it also means, in taqtul dha damin, I have others coming and they'll come avenge me. But if you show me your kindness, I am not one to forget the kindness of a person. What we learn from here, insan has heart. And subhanallah, the prescription of Quran is to win someone, show kindness. That person who wants to win somebody for the sake of dunya also, even a kind salesman, a considerate salesman, will get his customer in comparison to a cruel, harsh, arrogant salesman. Now you and I, a salesman of this deen, our da'is of this deen, our fishermen of this deen, you have to put the right bait for the fish, then we'll get the fish. We have to learn what to say, how to say, when to say, to who to say, how to seize the opportunity, how to make ikram, how to show akhlaq, how to show love, how to have sincerity and selflessness. And this is the way of the anbiya, alayhi musallawatu min Allahi wa taslimat. Care for the people and selflessness, wanting good for them without wanting or expecting anything in return. What do we want in return? The pleasure of Allah. Waridwanum min Allahi akbar. Waridwanum min Allahi akbar. Anbiya alayhi musallam used to say, Quran Sharif speaks of them and their temperament. اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. These were people who were selfless. They didn't want any remuneration from the people, any gift from the people. They wanted humanity's guidance. They wanted salvation from the people, for the people. They didn't even expect a thank you from the people. Subhanallah.